Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Barr on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, this is Sydney Penny, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Stardish Radio. Today is December 5th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. Make sure you guests in the chat room register with Blog Talk so you can participate in the chat. Otherwise, it's just no fun. And a real important note, make sure you all go in and rate the shows when they're finished. The producers are watching, and the ratings are extremely important. So dip into those archives that of the shows that you've forgotten to rate. Another note, I just want to say thank you to all of my friends on MySpace and Facebook for all of the wonderfully sweet happy birthday wishes. It was really, really nice seeing them come through all day today. So thank you very much. Tonight I have two fabulous men on the show, and they are here to talk about Rock the Soap Cruise, sponsored by SoapNet. And I cannot think of a better way than to spend my birthday than talking to these guys. First up, please welcome back to Stardish Radio, the devastatingly handsome Michael E. Knight.
Hi, Joanne. Nice to be back.
Hi, honey.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking me back.
Oh, you're kidding me? You have an open invitation, honey. Whenever you want, this door's always open for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So, I have to say, I was extremely upset to find out that this is going to be the last Super Soap Weekend.
Yeah,
and even
absolutely.
More so that you weren't there. And I can honestly say, walking through that park for the 2 days that I was there, you were missed like I cannot tell you. Fans left and right were just expressing their disappointment of you not being there and how they said they could not believe it was the last Super Soap Weekend without Michael Knight.
Oh, I felt very, very much the same way. I was brokenhearted by it. All I can say is that by way of explanation is that I was in the middle of negotiation. It was a very hard negotiation because cuts had been made on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Disney just had to protect themselves because you never know which way it's going to cut, you know. And you don't want to sort of air, you know, dirty laundry in front of the fans and stuff like that. And so, but I agree with you, honey. I was hoping that it would have been an 11-hour turnaround because I'm a notorious flirt. And I really, really loved playing with the fans down there. That was a very tough weekend because you just work so hard, but it was always so rewarding. And the fact is, you know, you got to know a lot of the fans. A lot of people would come back for their third and their fourth time. And I'm sorry to hear that was by far the best soap event venue that I will, you know, ever know. And they say they're going to take it on the road and take it to different cities and stuff, but as far as I'm concerned, there'll never be a more fun place to do it than, you know, the MGM down there at Disney World.
Right. They in my personal opinion, I mean, they have their reasons for doing what they're doing, but in my personal opinion, they'll never, ever, ever be able to replicate the energy and everything that Super Soap represented,
no matter how many
cities they go to.
No, I agree, because let's face it, there's not, you don't have the, I mean, you can do some soap stuff, and then you can do something, you can do some Disney stuff, and, you know, you could do a ride, you'd get something to eat. It was just a wonderful, wonderful park to be in. Anything, I have a feeling that if we take this on the road, any place it'll be will be sort of like a trade, it would feel more like a trade show, you know, so.
Right.
It'll still be fun for the fans, but I don't think as much fun, but I'm biased.
Mm-hmm. So am I, Michael, so am I. You know, and it was different for me this year because I actually went as a member of the press this year, so I didn't experience it as a fan like I used to. So I didn't get to do a lot of the things that I did in previous years. You know,
oh,
you know,
really?
We were escort. Yeah, I went to the. They had a press breakfast. Lori Hogan and them, and Mitch Messinger held at the Flying Fish Cafe. So we did like this little red carpet style interview type of thing, and then we were escorted all through the park. You know, by a Disney escort. So we really didn't get to go see a lot of the actors. You know, at their. At the stands and stuff. So it was a lot, it was very different, very different. So, anyway,
yeah, I also like the fact that there were so many different ways to experience, you know, your favorite actors on shows. I mean, they had the talk shows, they had the game shows, they, you know,
mm-hmm.
one-on-ones and stuff. And you really got sort of a sense of peopleness of different people and how we get along as a group. And it's, I think that's kind of invaluable to see, you know, that people like to think that we have a very loving, very close-knit group, and we do. But it's fun to mm-hmm. see us sort of playing with each other and, you know, having a good time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I don't know. So let's see what's going to happen with this SoapNet-sponsored Rock the Soap cruise that you are going to be participating in.
I intend to make up for a Super Soap, Rock the Soap cruise. I was approached by Bob Hinney, who is just, I think, one of the funniest, most talented men I know. And it sounds to me like, you know, so much fun. I cannot wait for it. You know, I can't wait for March 20th to roll around. I haven't been on a cruise, and I can't remember how long. And I just found out about the beach party in Ensenada. So, I mean, I didn't know. I thought it was sort of, I didn't know that we made port anywhere. So.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be tremendous. And there's a good group of people that I'm with, you know. I think there's,
yeah.
I think there's seven or eight of us.
I will be having just about everyone on that cruise on the show.
Oh.
You are the first kickoff, and Bob will be on after you this evening. He'll be calling in at 10:30. And Monday, I'll have Elizabeth Hendrickson and Thad Luckinbill, and then Kelly Monaco and Jason Thompson, Bobby Eakes, and Kathy Breyer. So everybody's stopping by Stardish this week, starting Monday, to promote the cruise.
You're busy. That's great. I'm glad to hear it. You know, we really got to get people out for this, because I think this could be a very, very viable thing to sort of, you know, it's never going to replace Super Soap, but it'll come close. It'll be, and it's on a wonderful cruise ship. There's a lot to do besides the soap stuff, you know, so people can, you know, they can do, they go to the spa, they could see a movie, they could do whatever. And then again, they could go back to having fun with us when they wanted to. And I think the beach party would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So now, the last time you were here, we were talking about you not really liking to do your own fan events. So will we be able to see, do you think we'll be able to see more of you on this Soap Nation tour that they're claiming, that they'll be bringing everybody to different cities instead of just a one big lump sum and Super Soap?
Very interesting. You know, that's a really, really good question, Joanne. I don't know if they're going to do it in small groups, if they're going to do it in large groups,
mm-hmm.
What kind of events they'll be. I mean, I'm a notorious flirt. My line was the slowest line at Disney ever. And I used to drive them crazy. I would just sort of work through my break, because that way I wouldn't upset the people who run the park. I would love to. I mean, now the thing, the Rock Soap tour. I mean, I don't know how Bob is. He's going to come up with some way to get me to contribute, because I'm not a musician. I mean, there are many people on this cruise who are very talented. Bob being one of them. He has his own band. Mm-hmm. And he's a wonderful musician. And you know, unless they expect me to play the washboard, you know, what they call this little twanging thing, the Jew's harp? I'll probably be in the corner doing one of those things. You know?
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Whatever you do, everybody's going to love it anyway. So it really don't matter, Michael. Honestly, you could sit in the corner and play the shoelaces on your sneakers and people will clap.
Oh, well, I can't. I used to do in the old days, you know, the old days when I started, going out on the road was a fairly common thing to do, and that changed not completely, but pretty dramatically over the 90s. And all of a sudden, you had like something like Super Soap, where you had something like this Rock the Soap cruise,
mm-hmm.
where fans can draw in groups. I mean, they can basically, you know, they can come with family, they can come with friends, and it is a multi-day event. It's not just like stopping by a shopping mall or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm afraid that that's why I think this Rock the Soap Cruise is such a good idea, because, you know, otherwise I have fantasies about, like, you know, the boat show at these trade auditoriums all over in, like, Houston. God knows where we'll be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I understand their concept that they want to bring it to difference, because a lot of people were complaining over the price of going to Orlando and they couldn't get
absolutely.
To Florida and stuff. So I can understand that, but we'll see how well it fares.
And, you know, you're absolutely right, Joan. Let's face it. You know, it's going to be it's a tough economy for the next couple of years. And so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, travel and, you know, getting put up at Disney and stuff, a lot of people are not, you know, for the next couple of years aren't going to be able to afford that.
Right.
So even before the crash and stuff and a lot
mm-hmm.
of this economic restructuring that we're going through, they must have had some sense that, you know, it's just not economically viable anymore. Even though, I mean, you would know better than I did. What did we get? 30,000 fans? I think that was our biggest weekend once, and I don't
right.
know.
Right. That
we
I
did
think
this
was
last year.
They didn't announce that, as far as I know yet. I'm very curious to see what it was this year, because honestly, I got to Orlando on Thursday. And on Friday, Linda and I went over to the park, and just to kind of get a feel of it, like we did the previous years, because Susan Lucci used to have her breakfast. But even Susan wasn't there because of Dancing with the Stars. So even that kind of put her on it, you know. And she was only scheduled to be there on Saturday for, you know, a few hours. So everybody was kind of like really bummed, like, wow, Michael's not here and Susan's only here for a couple hours. This sucks.
Yeah.
You know, people were really mad. And then Susan ended up not making it, so she ended up getting scheduled into Sunday as well. But it was done at such last minute. No one really knew where she was going to be, what was going on. It was kind of like all thrown together. So it really wasn't, in my opinion, as good as years past. I don't think that this is the biggest and the best Super Soap weekend. I honestly don't.
Well, my fantasy, I always wanted to do, because they used to do the speed through tickets or whatever it was, fast pass. And the thing is, the poor fans started showing up earlier and earlier and earlier, and you get people, you know, camping out in the parking lots at 4 o'clock
okay,
in the morning.
Okay, well, can I tell you what they did this year? Seriously, I went to the park. Me and my friend went out to one of the clubs on the boardwalk, and then we went back over to the park just to see what it would be like if anybody was out there. And this was at 12:30 in the morning. And there were people, no lie, camped out already at 12:30 in the morning in front of the gates, and it was pouring rain. And they had tents. They had tents and cots. And sleeping bags. They were in their pajamas. It was unreal.
I always wanted to show up with, like, you know, hot chocolate or coffee, like a van, you know, with, like, I don't know, biscuits or pizza or something. Like, I always wanted to be, you know, show up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't think they would have let me do it because of insurance purposes and stuff like that. But I always wanted to sort of make it up to the fans, because that, I mean, first to get there is just incredible, and then to, you know. And then to have to get out of 4 o'clock, how do you have energy to make it through to Sunday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Rock the Soap is, you know, this is going to be so important, because, you know, it's smaller, it's more intimate, there aren't as many people. And it's a beautiful ship. It's a first class accommodation. And I think also, I mean, the way that their SoapNet is planning on structuring it, there will also be different things to do. You can see us doing different things at different times. So you get to see several sides of each star's personality, and it's kind of neat, because to see what other people can do.
Right.
I'm always stunned whenever I see. And I thoroughly recommend anybody who. You know, buy your tickets now, guys. Get out there, start buying it. If you can afford it, go, because there are people out there that are so talented. For instance, I mean, Bobby Eakes is a world-class singer. I mean, and I'm talking, you know, I'm not talking good. I'm not talking good in terms of the soap. She is a world-class singer. And to get to see her perform is really something special. So like I say, with me, I mean, I just don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to be running around, passing around. Twitter or something like that, you know.
Right. Well, go back to your hot chocolate thing. Bradford Anderson did that last year, and he got in trouble for it. So good thing you didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah,
so, God bless him for thinking, you know, for thinking along those terms, because it's nice to do little things. It's nice to do things like that for the fans, because they go through so much, you know, to get a chance to meet with you. My heart always used to break for these people that would get the, you know, they'd get the fast pass, and then, like, you know, they would, like, make it up to within 20 people, and then they would cut off the line. I didn't see that as being fair. I thought, you know, you should basically just stay there until the line was done, you know.
Exactly. That year that Bradford did it, I was actually one of those people out there with my friend Linda. And the night that we did that, we were there to see you. That was the night that I got on the line to make sure I got one of your fast passes, because I knew that was the only way I was going to get it. And we were there from 1 o'clock in the morning. And that was the day that I first met you.
Well, I think so highly of Brad for that. I'm sorry I got in trouble. I wonder what they dressed them down. I wonder what the lecture was, because I thought that would have been kind of neat, a little thing to do for the fans, you know, because Disney is always very, they were masters at sort of saving time, you know, scheduling and stuff like that. You know, the fans always seem to be to take the brunt of it, you know, and they're the
right,
ones.
Right, yeah.
They're the ones that are there to be entertained, so.
Like yeah, I think mainly with Bradford, it was just they asked him not to do it again. And what was weird was last year when he did it, SoapNet was with him. They came with a camera crew, and they posted it on SoapNet. But they asked him this year not to do it because they just were not going to allow it. So.
Well, I mean, I think very highly of SoapNet. So I think, you know, I really do. I think is it still growing? I hope it's still growing in leaps and bounds and stuff. I know that there's rumors that, you know, that they're not rumors, but, you know, the ratings thing, this whole problem that we're having with advertisers and stuff, you know, was to be expected because network television is changing. I mean, it's really going the way of the dinosaur because, let's face it, we all watch TVs on DVRs and stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, you have advertising execs going, why should we pay top dollar for things that people are just zipping through? So God knows how it's going to turn out. I think that, you know, SoapNet could be huge in the next in the next 10 years. The only thing is, again, you know, you have these old deals with affiliates and stuff, and what do you do? What I would truly hate to see is, like, you hear rumors about soaps going down. And, you know, what I would truly hate seeing is an entire afternoon filled with, you know, shows like The View. Although
right.
I think The View is a very good show, but I think there's just so many talk shows you can do.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Soaps, you know, soaps have been around with us for so long and stuff. I think we'll carry through in some other kind of format, but it is going to change. You know, it's going to be very interesting. I hope I'm around for it. I hope they keep Tad plugging along. If you told me, like, you know, Tad was going to be a life, I would have told you were crazy, but it's been 26 years, so.
Yeah, well, you know, when the rumors were going around about you possibly not re-signing, holy hell broke loose on the internet, and trust me, if that was the case, your fans were just not going to let that happen. There was petitions, there was writing campaigns, there was so much going on when everybody thought that was the case. So, trust me.
I got to say, the person who really helped me out of a really sort of saw me through is my executive producer Julie, because you know she came and warned me. She said, "Listen, you know it's really true. The business is changing. We're spending, you know, we've been spending money like we were making money in the 80s, and we're just not. We're not getting the ratings that we used to. Or if we are, it's not the kind of ratings we're being paid for. So I always, like, I would bust Julie's chops. I think the nicest thing, the coolest thing in the world would be to get, like, all my children on iTunes. So, you know, it would cost you 99 cents an episode or something like that.
Absolutely,
but,
man. If they put that on DVD and stuff, even the past episodes, they would make a killing on that. They really would.
Yeah, but go to direct demand. I think that's the name of the future. But, again, I mean, we're talking about there are deals with affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to see what happens and stuff. But all my children to me has become, I don't know, I'm very, very proud to be a part of it because you know, soaps, everybody, you know, people can always make fun of soaps and stuff, you know, in terms of the food chain of the entertainment industry and stuff. But if you think about it, we've become sort of a mainstay of American television entertainment. You know, yeah, there are novellas in different countries and stuff, but, you know, to have soaps, to have shows that have been on the air, you know, 30 and 40 years is pretty
an accomplishment. It's something to be said, that's for sure. You're right about that. And it would be sad to see it, you know, disappear for talk shows and Jerry Springer type shows, because that seems to be all those things are coming out, you know.
Which I think is hysterical, because they call them reality television shows. And, I mean, talk to Bob Guinea, they're anything but. They're so highly manipulated.
Absolutely, right.
Not scripted. So, you know, it's basically all done at an editing bay, and it's at producer's discretion or whatever. It reminds me of growing up in California and watching shows like Bowling for Dollars, you know, where they would put on.
I remember that.
Bowling for Dollars. I think, yeah, okay, this is what we're going back to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, Michael. Tell me, you know, again, I was thankful to see you, that you're sticking around in Pine Valley. When we last spoke, you were exceptionally eager on the things to come to Pine Valley with Charles Pratt at the helm. So now they kind of dropped the ball on the little Kathy storyline with her having trouble adjusting to Crystal. Tad and JR's nemesis is back, Dr. David, and he's wasting absolutely no time messing with you guys, trying to steal another one of your women. What the heck is Tad going to do here? What are we going to see from you now?
I'm very much in love with Chuck, because to be, you know, totally honest about it, Chuck, I think I passed the test. Chuck likes me. He likes my work and stuff, and he wants to do things with the character. I think Chuck comes much more dynamic, a very male sense, very masculine sense of stuff, and it's not going to be the same experience as it was with, you know, I think you're going to see, I think the fans will be surprised for sure. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, it's to me, it's very, very clever. I like the fact that it was different and it was not a replay of something that's happened, you know, that happened 10 years ago. It's true. I do feel sorry. The only person I feel sorry for is Vince, because I think in the first week on the show, he got beaten up something like 6 times. You know, whenever anybody sees Dr. David, they throw a punch at him. But, you know, Chuck likes dynamic storylines. He really does. He likes to have a lot of energy, a lot of tension and stuff. You know, it is very, very much, not polar opposites. I don't know what the word is, but, you know, families in crisis in all kinds of different ways and stuff, and loyalty. And it's not just, Chuck isn't just big on it's not all romance. In other words, if you're not in a romance, you're not working. That's why I think he really wants to, he's really going to be working this angle of, you know, David Hayward against the Martins as a family. You know, and so, you know, I know that I'm going to be working a lot, at least in the foreseeable future. And I'm thrilled. Because I got to tell you, when you're negotiating, you end up doing nothing. It was weird, because to be cruising along and then all of a sudden you sort of feel them backpedal on your character a little bit. And I mean, this last 2 months of negotiation, I'd be in, you know, one day a week or something like that, or doing this or doing that, but just really, really putting you on hold. And so it's nice to know that there's good stuff coming. I spoke with Chuck on my vacation and stuff, and I was really, really thrilled he's going to have me working with Jesse, who I just am so thrilled to have Darnell back on the show, Darnell and Debbie, because they're such wonderful actors. I am going to get a chance to work with Ricky Paul Golden, who I love a lot. Ricky is sort of, we have a mutual best friend in common, Patrick Stewart, who used to be on, James Patrick Stewart, who used to be on All My Children years and years and years ago. He was 6 years brother Will. I've known Ricky all, you know, from the time he was on Guiding Light and stuff, and he's a wonderful actor. He's the only actor I know who's looser than I am. I mean, the guy is just so relaxed and so fun to work with. It's very easy to sort of pull off that that sort of brother relationship where you're always busting somebody's chops. And, I mean, there's rumors about him moving with me for a while, but we'll see. You know, I don't know. The only thing I can say for sure that I just don't have, and I'm not going to worry about it, is in terms of a love interest thing, if stuff starts going wrong with Crystal, how long will it be till it turns around, if it turns around at all?
Right.
But, you know, hey, if I'm busy trying to kill David Hayward, I'm perfectly happy with that, too.
Oh, my God. Well, I love the dynamics between you and Vincent, so it's great, great TV to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Vince and I did, like, I think one of my first I've known Vince, I kid you not, since I think 82 or 83. No, 83, because I remember I did one of my first public appearances out at a little park out in Long Island, and that's the first time I met Vincent. I think he was doing Blue Jack at that point. And so I've known Vince over years. I actually ended up living in his house on one of my hiatuses out in California. Actually, Catherine and I, when we got together, were living in Vince's old house out there in Venice Beach. So it's very strange
that
he and I have become so close and have such a good working relationship. The only thing is, I just think, do you remember the old Warner Brothers cartoons with the sheepdog and the coyote that would show up?
Yes,
and sort
I do.
Of, and, hey Lou, hey Jack, and they just proceed to try to beat the hell out of each other all day and stuff. I pretty much think that's what Vince and I are like, because, you know, we're sort of like, all we do is beat the hell out of each other, and they get this bruise or that bruise, or, you know, it's like, which shoulder is it that's hurt, or it's like, you know, my bum knee, or blah, 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 just like whining and bitching. But, you know, we're both very, very lucky to have it, and we know it.
Well, let me just say to you real quick, Kat is in the chat room, so you could say hi to her.
Oh, kitty.
She's out there.
She's got big, big things going on, too.
I know. I had a long conversation with her yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you know about the book and stuff. It's 30 Day Heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Too. And it's like, you know, it's such a wonderful sort of adventure for her. And the book is wonderful. I'm so proud of her. I mean,
she's typing in the chat room. She says, well, I love you right back. It works out great that way. So
yes.
Great. Hi, Mikey. So that's what she's writing. Yeah, Kat's got a lot of stuff going on, and she's got her own blog talk radio show. Very proud of her. Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. So she's doing big things, my girl.
She's a person that, I never know which way she's going to go, because she's one of those people that can make things happen, I think, which is one of the reasons why I just fell head over heels in love with her, you know, back in 90 when I met her. Because, okay, for instance, perfect example, when we moved to New York, she said, you know, I've always wanted to do a Broadway play, you know, and I think I'd like to do Les Mis. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to work for Spielberg. I think I'll give him a call. But within a year, I mean, she was actually doing it. And then she decided she wanted to do an off-break Broadway show, and then she did that. And you know, I just, when she just said, she's always been a writer. She's a very, very good writer, very clever, very funny. And I, you know, when people started trying to get her to write a book, I mean, she's got life experience like you read about. So I am very, very excited about the book. And I hope that, you know, that all the fans of, you know, out there that know and love her will go out and check it out. You know, when it comes out, I think it's coming out in mid or late start. I don't know what's after.
I think it's December 30th. It's coming out.
30th. Yeah, go out there and buy a copy. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyway, my kitty, and she knows so much about soaps too. I often wonder, you know, if she would end up on doing something on soap. I mean, she's been on 6 of them, I think. You know, she knows the format very, very well. She knows. Mm-hmm. She's like you. You know, I'm always amazed when I meet you. It's like, you know everybody, and I get together with you. Like, you and I, you'd be telling me a story, and I go, now who is that, honey? It's like, remind me again, because, you know, I cannot, I mean, I'm good with faces, but not good with names. So, you know, I'm really embarrassing to hang out around the Emmys, because I'm trying to remember who everybody is, so.
Well, she just wrote in here saying that you should call into her show now on Sunday night at 8 o'clock and talk about her, her book.
I am going to do that because I it's not necessarily a badge of pride, but I am part of the 30 Day Heartbreak Cure, because, you know, when she and I went through some rough times, you know, 4 plus 3 years back, I got to tell you, it's terrible to, you know, feel that a marriage isn't working out. But I got to say, to go through, there's no better person on the planet to go through such a bad process with. She really is.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens, you know, she is and will always be one of my best friends. I mean, I couldn't be prouder of her. I was wondering if I can, I'd probably take her as my date to rock the soap, this Rock the Soap cruise, because she's she's on cruise ships before for different things, because she's a speaker, and now she's a hypnotist, she's a fully licensed hypnotist, so she's,
I know.
Other things going on, although I don't know what I'm kind of leery about that, because, you know, she'll get me doing something sometime.
She'll have you barking like a dog in the corner. That's what your entertainment will be. While everybody else is rocking it out, Bobby will be singing, Bob will be playing the guitar, and she'll have you barking like a dog.
I'll be walking around like a chicken, yeah.
Oh, my God, but that would be awesome. I love her, and, God, I love you, too, so.
You are
just perfect people.
Fantastic. Are you going to be in, are you Rock the Soap? I hope you will be.
No, I'm not. That's just something that's so far out of my realm right now.
I
wish I could do it, but, God, there's just no possible way. You know, I'm a single mom with two kids. That's just way out there. But anyway, I know that we are almost running out of time here, but I have a couple callers. You want to take some calls real quick before Bob calls in?
Sure. Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
All right. Let's go here. Georgette, 904, you're talking to Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Georgette, how are you, hon?
Good. I've seen you. We missed you at Super Soap, like Joanne said.
Believe me, I missed you guys, too. I it was heartbreaking to find out that not only was I not going to be there, but it was going to be the last one that they ever did. And I've done as many, well, the only person that had done more of them than I had was Susan. And I took great pride in those, and I really did. As a matter of fact, the proudest my father has ever been of me, I think, is when he would see me with the fans, you know, playing with the fans and making them laugh and flirting and stuff. And so my mom and dad, consequently, would, you know, come down and sort of sit around in the background and watch everybody and get to meet the cast and, you know, the cast and crew and stuff. But
some of my favorite AMC podcasts came from you at Super Soap Weekend and your experience through the camera. And they had Aiden do his this year, and it was pretty funny. And then,
I love my tour guide, my DSA. I just loved her. So, I mean, we had a great time busting each other's chops. And you got to be friends with them, you know, because you would have the same, not always. I had, you know, a couple different ones. But, you know, year after year, sometimes you would end up with a tour guide. And so you would, you know, it got to be fun because it was hard work, but it was nice to go through it with somebody that you liked.
Yep, walking by your autograph session was definitely not the same. I remember walking by, and instead of seeing you there with all, like, the screaming fans, and you, like, literally blocked the walkway, instead of seeing you there, it was Cameron Matheson was there. I mean, he had just as many fans. But normally you, like, blocked the whole walkway. People had to walk literally all the way around the other side to get away from your thing.
The only reason because I used to love to be in front. I didn't like that little barricade thing. So I loved to be around in front of the barricade so I could, you know, flirt and play with the fans and stuff and give them hugs and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's the reason I always spilled out into the street, and I don't think Disney was too fond of me for that either. So.
Georgette, ask Michael your question.
What question are you talking about?
Didn't you tell me you had a question for Michael that you wanted to ask him?
Ask me anything, huh?
I don't know. If I was to have an event sometime in New York, would you be willing to come, like, kind of a charity event or whatever? Remember Joanne was asking you, because, like, we don't ever get to see you at events and stuff like that. We see you at AMC Weekend, but that's, like, during the summer. And then I know they're trying this Soap Nation thing. Now, like you said, you don't know how it's going to go. We don't even know how it's going to go, especially with, like, we don't know if they're going to invite you and how that, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So we want to try to get you out there more, basically, is what we're saying, so we could see you and stuff.
Well, I'm very reticent to have a formal fan club because I always thought, I don't know, it's like, I guess it's my upbringing and stuff, because I was always one of those kids that was afraid to have a party at in high school, because if I did, nobody would come, you know. I was like, so I'm very, very superstitious about having my own fan club, but I do go out for different events. And so depending on what it was for and who was involved, absolutely, sure, I'd love to do it. I've done.
Yeah, we're just...
The person who's really good at getting me out to do stuff is Kitty, is Catherine, because, you know, she's very, very, she's hyperactive in that stuff. So if you get to her and pitch it to her, chances are pretty good I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just trying to get you out there more, because like I said, we see you maybe 3 or 4 times a year, but then that's the, you know, extent of that unless we see you out in the studio. But,
yes,
you know,
we have to get Michael's fan club.
We get you out there more.
Well, but then you'd lose the mystique, babe. If I was around all the, whatever mystique there is, you know, if I was around all the time, you'd get bored of me, you know?
Never.
That's not
never,
true.
Michael.
That's not true. No.
No, 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 never. All right, G, I got to take another call real quick before
okay,
Mr. Ginny calls in.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see here. Area code 352. You're on the phone with Michael Knight.
Hi, Joanna, Michael. How are you?
Who's this?
Jean.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jean, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Doing really good.
I just wanted to say I'm glad you re-signed with the show. Very happy
oh,
to see that. It
oh,
just
my.
Wouldn't be
oh, my.
All my children without you.
Oh, well, I believe me, it's become a life. I've come to rely on it and stuff, and you know, like if when all the restructuring is done, I hope we've got another, you know, 10 or 15 years in us. I really, really do.
Well, we do, too.
But because everybody was getting paranoid about, you know, all the cuts. We was thinking, well, does this mean we're going to go, are we getting canceled? And, you know, over and over again, people say, no, it's just that we have to restructure the way we do business. You know, we have to put more of the money that we spend on screen, you know, it's got to show up on screen so we can't waste money in other areas. So, but I got to tell you, it was a very tough negotiation. It was hard to go through, but there was a happy ending, honey. And I agree with you. I'm very glad to be through it, Gene, and I'm thrilled to be on the show and working with Chuck. So, because I know Chuck is going to give me something to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great because we like to see you on screen.
Thank you, babe.
I'm Gene.
Without Ted.
Thank you. Me like beat the hell out of David Hayward, you know.
You know, we need somebody to kick his rear end.
That's
oh, yeah.
It. And you guys work great together.
Oh, thank you very, very much, son. You're loved.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Angela.
Hi. Is Angela?
Yeah, it's Angela.
Hey, Angela, how are you, honey?
What? I think we got a little listener that's a little phone shy right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, Jean, we got to go to the next caller. Bye.
Bye,
Jean.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome.
That's
funny. So, Michael, you know who our next caller is?
No.
Mr. Bob Guinea.
Robert. Hello, darling.
Bob.
Where is he?
I can hear.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Bob.
Mikey, hello.
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 Boss, how are you, man? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the show.
Right.
You are unbelievable. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I figured out how to listen a little bit tonight, and I got to hear Mikey say happy ending.
Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly. You got to watch out for Bob because he's faster than most people. And largely, I got to say that I'm sure that Rock the Soap is going to be very successful. It's a fantastic event, a great venue, and he is largely responsible for it. He's been the point man for this thing and like getting people involved. And when he approached me, for some reason he thought I wouldn't do it, and I was like, "Are you kidding?" It's like, I'll be there, you know.
Well, a lot of people don't know Michael is one of my very favorite people in the world, and we've always thought we should have our own show together where we could play brothers.
Yes, I've always wanted to be the older deadbeat brother to Bob Guinea on a sitcom because the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life.
It would be the best job ever.
Oh, God.
Getting to go to work every day with you, Mikey.
I used to love to just, one of my favorite bits about Super was doing your talk show, and then getting to kiss you last year.
that was fun. We got to try that whole thing.
I don't know if Disney was too thrilled about that, because it's a family event, but, you know, I just thought, whatever.
It was hilarious.
It couldn't have been, well, I saw that happen last year, but I think Kelly Monaco topped all of yous by this year by telling Tyler Christopher if Sam wasn't his cousin that he could milk her. So she topped it this year with that comment.
That's right, I remember that.
And that's substantial, too. We're talking major dairy products.
You know? Okay.
I wonder if I could get in on that. Yeah.
No skim milk there, honey.
Yeah, really.
No skim milk there. It's half and half.
Kelly's a wild child. I've known her for a while too. Very, very funny lady. She's a little spitfire and stuff. She's coming, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah. If she gets an all-star lineup, we didn't mess around. We got the best of the best.
Spill it, Bob. Yeah. Tell everybody that's in the chat room because we're getting somebody to book a cruise tonight. Somebody's getting on a cruise. So tell everybody who's going to be on this cruise.
Oh, man. Of course, Michael Knight, which I am so excited about. The beautiful and talented Rebecca Buttig, of course. From all my children, we got Bobby Eakes, Aiden Turner. We got Michael. We got Melissa Claire Egan, Eden Regal. Who else we got on there from there? We got,
Melissa.
A total. Yeah,
we
Melissa.
Got, of course, no, Torsten K is going to be there.
Torsten
K.
Torsten's doing his book release on board the boat, too, which is an exclusive. So that's going to be incredible. Elizabeth Hendrickson, who used to be on All My Children, who's now on Young and the Restless, is going to be there. And then we got a whole bunch of stars from One Life and from GH and Day. We got Brian Dottillo from Days, who I think is just hilarious. And we got the Nuke Boys from over at As the World Turns coming. And it's an all-star cast.
This is one of the most, I think, the more unique things about Rock the Soap is it's not one network centric. You know what I'm saying? It's literally soaps across the board. So it'll be, you know, I'll get to hang out with, it'll remind me of the old days, like when I used to do 25 years ago, like softball games with people from Guiding Light, which is how I first met Vince. So it'd be kind of neat to meet some new people.
I think it'll be cool too. I agree. And I think it'll be super cool because you're going to have the situation where, you know, I think a lot of people too, like for example, Greg Ricart, he's gotten to know so many of the people that are going to be on board the cruise because he's my next door neighbor in Los Angeles. So through Rebecca and I, he's gotten to know everybody, and it's going to be like a big reunion of a bunch of people who are already loosely connected and friends. It's just going to be really funny. I can't wait. I'm so excited just to see how everybody meshes.
I'm still scared what you're going to get me, because there's so many talented people. I mean, you know, just, and when you say Rock the Soap, you really mean it. There's so many talented musicians on that boat. Now, what the hell am I going to do, you know?
Are you kidding me? You and I are going to reprise our casting call moment.
Okay.
You know, we got to do that. Yeah.
That's something I could gladly do, boy. I get to flirt
with
someone.
I think you'd be great at hosting that, because I mean, everyone wants to work with you anyway, so you'll get up there and have some fun. I think it'll be great.
Oh, mm-hmm. Terrific. I'm going to turn it over to Bob now. I'm going to sign off, guys. I just want to say, Joanne, I love you. Thanks for having me back, and, you know, anytime. I may just surprise you and call you in some night, you know, and really take you up on your offer.
Absolutely, Michael. You are welcome always, my love, always. The love is so mutual, I can't even begin to tell you.
Honey,
you are the best, buddy.
Both of you have always been so supportive. But, Joanne, you have always been so in my corner, and I got to tell you, it's just going through this last negotiation period, it really meant a lot to have that kind of support, because it's tough, you know. It's very, very tough to go through something like that, because it's their job to make you feel worthless, you know. It's just like, you know. Are about, but anyway, I have the best fans in the world, and I love you for being part of it, and Robert, I love you too. I'll talk to you later.
Michael, have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
He's the greatest. I just love him.
Oh God, I got goose pimples. Hello. Bob, let me just start here, my friend, okay? Because I just have to say that you have got to be the most energetic, fantastic, kindest, coolest person I've ever met in my entire friggin' life. I have to say that
so
right off the bat.
What about you? Thanks.
I was so thrilled to meet you at Super Soap with Linda, finally, after talking to you on the show. And you know what? Everything that you're doing with this cruise and everything else you're doing, I can't say enough. I don't even know what to say, honestly. I don't.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you. It was great meeting you there. I mean, it was awesome to actually get to meet so many of the fans this year. I sort of broke all the rules. I figured, why not, you know, with it being, knowing it was the last year for now. And, you know, I went out and hung out in the crowd and got to meet people, and I really loved it because I never get a chance to actually leave that studio all day. I'm there, you know, hour after hour after hour, so I don't even get to go out and walk around. It was just nice to get to meet you and to meet everybody, so.
No, you're so welcome. It's well deserved. Trust me, you are. And I have to tell you, you really lucked out with Barb. I'm loving Barb. I told her to love her.
She's a machine, isn't she great?
Oh my God, please! I told her when I make it big, honey, Bob better watch out because you're going for the ride.
You know, it's so funny. I have, like, I mean, you know, when you work in this industry, you end up having, like, agents and managers and publicists and all these different things. And honestly, half the time, I don't even use any of those people, and I end up just calling Barb direct. And just go, Barb, I need you to help on this or whatever, and she gets it done faster than anybody.
You know, and I can attest to that myself after just these last couple of days, so I know. And you just honestly... You yourself, and she's saying it in the chat room right now, you don't get enough credit. And you really, and I told you the last time you were on the show before Super Soap, they should have gave you your own little stand. I'm mad that they didn't do that. They should have did that.
I'm like Michael, though, you know. I mean, for me, I really do appreciate that, but I'm like Mikey in the fact that I'd be afraid no one would show up. You know,
oh, God, no. What are you kidding me?
I'd be calling my mom, asking her to stand the line over and over again.
Thank you.
That's very kind of you to say.
No. So, okay, we did a lot of dishing on the soap cruise, and there's a lot of people in the chat room that are actually going. So,
that's so cool. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. I mean, it really is. And there's a whole bunch of stuff coming, even there's more stuff coming up that I haven't even gotten to talk about yet. We're just trying to make it as special as we can. And one of the things that we're trying to do, a lot of the – email comments and stuff that I've gotten have been, you know, that a lot of people really want to come, but that they, you know, can't afford to make that payment all at once. And so the cruise is actually, they're allowing people to put down a deposit to hold their spot, and then they can make the remainder of the payments over the next 3 months or whatever it is until we go. So there's that option, and then there's the refer a friend option. And now through this really incredible fan, she's an All My Children fan who I became friendly with. She is going to hook up, she's helping us hook up a really cool partnership with JetBlue so that people can get a discount if they're doing Rock of Soap, they can get a discount on JetBlue and, you know, actually make it even that much more affordable if they do have to fly. So I'm just so fired up. I mean, we want to make this thing something that will go forever, you know, and if we can get the 13th, you know, year like Super Soap did and make it such a success, and I think that the success of this is really going to help kickstart all the Soap Nation events. But I also think it will directly lead to possibly getting back Super Soap. The success of this event, I think when the powers that be see how successful this is and how much the fans really love their stars, I think they're going to realize that, you know, I think they need to anchor it with Super Soap. I really do. So, you know, that's the big thing. We're just trying to get it to really kick off and make it huge. So,
right. There's someone in the chat room, Saya, is asking if the cruisers need to sign up to see Kelly Monaco's preview of her Vegas show that they've already booked.
Yep. All they have to do, they just have to go in the comment section, just like they would do for Tourist, and just put Kelly Monaco. And they can put multiple events. They can put Kelly Monaco, Tourist, and Kay. You know, they can put those exclusive events, but they just got them. And if they've already booked, all they have to do is contact through the website. There's a contact information, and they can just say, we want to be a part of the Kelly Monaco exclusive. We want to be part of the Tourist and K exclusive if they weren't able to sign up and put it on the sign-up sheet. And I've also, you know, I'm so glad you asked me that. There's also been
a couple people were asking me some questions about the events, so they wanted to be able to make sure that they could go to, you know, the exclusives. We're going to try and stagger the exclusives so people don't miss them. So, for example, you know, we're going to definitely have something else going on for the people that don't go to those exclusive events because we can't house everyone. But we're going to have something going on that will still be fun and exciting for the people that don't get into the exclusives. But for the ones that do, we're going to make it so that they can see all the exclusives, hopefully. We're never going to have, like, two exclusives kind of beating each other up. So it's going to be really – it's going to be so much fun. And we actually have Peter Downing, who is the guy who's the brains behind Super Soap Weekend. He is really the man that – has planned that event for 13 years, and I got to work with him over the last 5 years when I was hosting it, and it was so interesting, you know, to first meet him, and honestly, the busiest man in the world when you're down at Super Soap, and he was the nicest man in the world, so he's helping us really kind of put everything together for the cruise to make sure that we have a proper organization, that it's really, you know, it's exciting for the fans, it's a different experience, but it's still something that, you know, they're going to love, like the talk show and, you know, casting call, things that were really popular down at Super Soap. We're going to make those events, you know, still be staples of this, but we're going to make them a little bit different, a little more interactive with the fans, let people reach out and touch their favorite people, you know, as opposed to, you know, always being, you know, at arm's length, and just going to really have a great time. And the beach party is going to be awesome. That's actually the thing I'm probably most excited about right now, is we just started planning all the details for the beach party, and it's the day that we're actually in Mexico, and it's just going to be incredible. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
You know,
it's going to be like beach blanket bingo.
Yeah, right? Annette Funicello and what was that other movie with Annette Funicello?
Was it Gidget?
No, Gidget was Sally Field.
Oh.
Annette Funicello was something else. Yeah, it was something else. But speaking of fans, my darling, you have callers. You know that you have callers every time you come here. Let's get them callers. Area code 330. You're on the phone with Bob Guinea. Hello.
Colorado. It's 330 Colorado.
If they pick up the phone. Hello, 330. Where are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the phone with Bob. What's your name?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
I was just calling to see. This is Amanda. Amanda.
Amanda the fan, Amanda?
Amanda the fan, Amanda.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I was just calling to see if you were going to bring I'm in Ohio until end of January, then I'm going back to New York.
Now, do you still have your radio show that you used to do, your blog radio show?
No, not anymore. That was just at my first college.
Yeah, you were great at it. Sorry. Okay,
well, thank you.
What was your question? You're welcome.
Well, I was just going to see if you're going to be bringing the BGB to New York City after I move back.
Only for you, of course. Actually, you know, because we want to, like the big thing about Rock the Soap is that it is a musical performance cruise. There's a lot of stuff going on board that's going to be great. And we are actually going to be in New York to rehearse with the Divas of Daytime and a few other stars who are going to be getting up and singing. And so while the guys are here, we're going to do a little impromptu show over the Prohibition. But I'll make sure I leak it at the last minute so you know.
Oh, good. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. I'll call Joanne and let Joanne leak it.
You got it.
Yeah. It'll be awesome. But yeah, are you coming on the cruise, Amanda? You got to get on the cruise.
No, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh, you got to reschedule whatever it is, and you got to come.
I know, it'd be great.
And we got a huge Torsten K event, which is exclusive, where he's doing his book release and book signing. I'm so fired up. So you can't miss it. You got to be there, Amanda. I'm sorry. I'm not going to accept a no from you.
Okay, fine. So, Amanda, get busy.
All right.
Get busy.
We're going to have
I'll do what I can.
Get busy.
Cool. Bye,
Amanda. All right, Amanda. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to area code 310. You're on the phone with Bob Guinea.
Hello?
310. You're on the phone with Bob Guinea.
310.
Is that me? Hello.
Hi, who's
this? Is that Rodney?
This is Rodney, yes.
Hey, Rodney. What's up, man?
Not much. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
It was great seeing you and Rebecca at Super Soap Weekend.
Thank you. I know. It was great seeing you, too. I was glad to hear your back's feeling better.
That's fabulous. Everything's good.
Good. Yeah, you were there when I came out for, when I went to see, because, you know, I'd never seen Rebecca at, I'd never actually seen anybody at the autograph lines or anything like that, because I've never had gotten out of my dungeon over there.
Yeah.
It was a talk show for the last 5 years, and so I was like, you know what, let's see how it looks out there. And so I had him take me over to where Rebecca was signing, and that's when I saw you out there, too.
Yeah, it was great. I was very excited when you came over there. I can't believe you've never been over there.
Yeah, I'd never been over there before, so it was really cool to get over there and see it.
So, now where do we get a list of all these exclusive parties that are going on this soap cruise?
Well, just keep watching the site. They're going to be updated every couple weeks. Every week, pretty much, we're going to announce another exclusive.
So we just keep emailing them after we've already booked and then tell them that we want to add on to that one?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that we want to make sure of is we have to basically let them know by Christmas ish what size rooms we need for each of the exclusives, and so that's why we're really encouraging people to book now if they know they're going to go. You know, they don't even have to pay in full now; they just have to put it down payment so that they hold their spot, because we don't want to basically end up with a situation where, once we have the rooms booked, you know, then I would have no problem once we have the rooms booked going back and, you know, getting a bigger room. But the problem is going to be that, you know, if the ship has – because the ship has other cruisers on it. Like, we have half the boat, and they have the rest of the boat is taken up by the other half of whoever would normally be on a cruise ship. And so they have other events that they have to accommodate. So, yeah, definitely make sure you put whatever exclusive you want to be in there. You can just email back to the website and say, please add me to this exclusive as well. And there's going to be probably, I think, 6 to 8 exclusives that are going to be really cool and really different and just really awesome moments that, you know, you're not going to want to miss. I mean, the Torsten one for me is enormous, because all of his proceeds go to charity, which I love. I love him for that. And, you know, just basically the fact that this is something he's been working on for 2 years, and it is really personal to him. It means a lot to him. And for him to decide to do his book release on board the cruise, I just couldn't believe it. I was so excited.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Now, do you know any other Soap Nation events that are going to be happening in 2009? Because they tell you the website, but there's nothing listed yet.
Yeah, they have some really cool stuff. I'm hoping that it's sort of like the Fun in the Suns, because I just loved hosting those, and I hope that they have me host them. You know, I don't know, I don't know what they're going to do and how they're going to make it all work, but. You know, I'm hopeful that they'll include me on those things. But, yeah,
they
haven't been told
exactly
yet. Yeah, they're putting all their energies right now. I mean, I know that they've probably got it all figured out and just haven't told me. But, I'm always the last to know. I know that they're really looking forward to, like, making the cruise a really big launching point. And the cool thing is, too, I think, you know, like, we're continuously working on getting sponsors and everything involved in the cruise. We have a bunch of really cool things that are going to come up that – different sponsors that are involved, they're going to make this thing be huge. And I think after this year, too, once we're in a situation where, because, I mean, we just have so many stars coming. We have 21 stars coming. So it's like, you
That's
know, it's so cool. I mean, we have so many people coming. We have so many cool things going on. So, I mean, we're going to try and make it, you know, as incredible and as fun and as personable as it can be.
Very good. Cool. Thank you. I'm looking
You're
very
welcome.
Forward
Great
to it.
To you. I can't wait to see you there.
We can't wait either. Tell Rebecca we said hi.
I will. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Thanks, Rodney.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay. Bob, this sounds like it's going to be the best one. I'm telling you. I'm so jealous right now. I just told everybody. I'm so mad.
Why?
Because I want to go.
Well, then why don't you go?
Because I can't. That's just not happening this year. Not this year, darling. Not this year. It's not happening.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? We should have everyone go. We should have everyone that's listening and that's a loyal listener go, and they should put Stardust Radio as their referral, and or you know, Joanne Stardust Radio, Linda Stardust Radio, whatever. Just put Stardust Radio in the referral section, and then you'll end up being in a situation where you could potentially make it work, because you'll get. We don't care how many times you get the $50 referral fee. Doesn't matter.
Oh, look at that, people. Go use my name as a referral. Come on. I want to go on the cruise. If you guys that aren't going want the exclusive, get me on that cruise.
Right. I mean, honestly, the amount of people that you have that listen and everything else, I mean, it will be huge, you know, and you guys can come and cover it from the boat and everything else. It'll be awesome.
it would be. Oh, Crystal in the chat room is saying, it's only a weekend, get out here. From your lips to God's ears, go put my name in the referral program, people. What are you waiting for?
That's right. That's right. Let's make it happen.
I'm serious. Make it happen. Come on. It's my freaking birthday already.
Is it your birthday right now? Happy birthday.
Yeah, you were supposed to sing me a song. Barb didn't tell you. When you got on the phone,
happy
you were supposed to break out in song.
To you.
Love, Bob. Ready? You want to take another call, Bob?
Sure.
Okay, let's go over here to area code 716. You're up in the Buffalo area.
Yes.
You're on the phone with Bob.
Hi, Bob. It's Kimmy.
Hey, Kimmy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How's everything
today? It's really good. When is the next time you're going to be in Buffalo?
Oh, man, I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time. Man, you know, I don't know. I was just in Albany. How far is Albany from you?
Albany? It's about 7 or 8 hours.
Oh, wow. See, that
shows
how
Albany is quite a way.
Geography is not my strong suit, clearly. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure when I'll be in Buffalo, but I know, I mean, you know, I'm in Manhattan right now, and I just love it. You know, I've been traveling a lot lately for this promotional thing that I do a couple times a year, and it's had me going everywhere, but Buffalo, unfortunately, isn't one of those spots. So.
Yeah, it makes me so sad. I haven't been to a show of yours.
Well, maybe we can plan something. Maybe we'll get up there and play something. Who knows? You know, the hardest part for me is, I mean, honestly, I love music, and I always have, and, you know, it used to obviously be my full-time job, and the hardest part for me now is that, you know, I love seeing my wife, and touring is just not in the cards. It's just, it's so not fun. And
right.
You know, when I was younger, and I didn't, you know, I wasn't involved or anything like that, I didn't, you know, I loved being on tour, but it's like with, you know, someone like Rebecca sitting at home waiting for you, it's kind of hard to justify going on the road. So
yeah,
I'm going to do
it
as little and infrequently as possible, you know?
So the party with Aiden, is that an exclusive?
No, well, it is. Basically, we're hoping that we don't have to make an exclusive, but basically we have the first 500 people that sign up will be guaranteed to get into that. But we're going to hopefully be able to accommodate everyone. But we just don't know where our numbers are at yet with everything. So we're, you know, we're trying to see if we can get the right size room. But he used to DJ in clubs all over the place, and we are going to make that night a free open bar to everyone too. So it's going to be it's our way of saying thank you for supporting the cruise and thanks for coming on board the cruise. And you know, when you're on a cruise, from what I understand, the food is free anyways. So you're not paying for food or anything. It's like a one-time fee, and you're on the boat. But the booze is where they kill you. And so we decided to cover the cost for the booze for the first night so that everyone could party and have fun and not worry about it.
Very cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right, Kimmy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye,
okay.
Love.
Okay. All right. Okay, we have Tony from Chicago.
Hello.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tony.
How you doing?
Great. We got our friend Bob on the phone.
Bobby J, what's going on, my man? I'm good.
How you
doing, buddy? I'm doing good, brother. How about you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for asking.
Hey, I want to know about one of the events on the Rock the Soap Cruise. It's like Rock the Soap Karaoke. Now, is it going to be like interactive for the fans to do, or is it going to be the stars just doing it?
No, it's going to be interactive. That's the whole fun about it. I hope I'm not giving too much away, but actually Greg Ricard, who's on Young and the Restless, and is a real good friend of mine, and my wife Rebecca, they wanted to host the karaoke night together because we get along so well and it's just so much fun. And so they wanted to actually host it, and they want to have situations where they're going to bring up fans, and fans are going to be able to sing with their favorite stars and everything else. So it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be just a bunch of friends basically hanging out, singing karaoke, making fools of themselves, and having fun. And the whole problem for that, we were just kind of like, our mindset was, you know what, we understand that, like, you know, you get Bobby Eakes up there and she's going to bring down the house, but not everybody sings like Bobby Eakes, you know, and so it's like at the end of the day, but they still want to be involved, like Michael Knight. Michael was like, you know, Bob, I can't perform like Bobby Eakes. I'm like, dude, you have so many other gifts that are so fantastic. I mean, Michael Knight is
as you all know, truly one of the most incredible, unbelievable guys. Such a really funny and witty man, and so talented. But he's also one of those guys who isn't afraid to make a fool of himself. So I could totally see him getting up there and going bananas. But Rebecca and Greg are just so excited about hosting this thing, and they want to make it fun and get all the fans involved. And it's going to be a real, like, honest to God, these are going to be moments that everyone's going to get to see their favorite stars, letting their hair down, being goofy, being funny, and get to know their personalities a lot more than they probably ever have in the past, because they've never been able to be in a situation where it was just having fun being silly, you know. And that's what my thing was. I mean, these are all these people that are on this cruise are really good friends of mine. And I know them so differently, and that's why, like, you know, down at Super Soap and everything, I can ask certain questions that other people probably wouldn't even think to ask, because I know these people so well. And so it'll be super fun to get them in a situation where they're having fun and just letting their hair down and having a good time.
That's the way it's got to be, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. I'll tell you one thing, the Soap Mission Tour, it better come through Chicago next year. I swear to God.
I'm pretty confident that Chicago is going to be one of those towns, because if you remember when we did the daytime, the road to the daytime Emmys, and they picked certain markets, and I know that they want to do more markets than just the markets we did on the road to the daytime Emmys. I think we only did 6 stops, but I know that those 6 cities were 6 cities that were being talked about as part of them. So they want to try and pick city centers that are, you know, really kind of represent the largest population of viewers, so they can get all those people there easily. And so it's going to be a good time. But there again, it's like that I'm going to love that, but I don't know how many stars will be on those events either. You know, it won't be like this where you got 20-some people coming. So, but it's going to be a blast. And it will also be, I think it will also be very multi-network as well. You know, I think that's going to be a cool thing too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was like when the Star Tour was 3 years ago down at the Taste of Chicago, and I think hopefully might come back again to the Taste this year. Hopefully.
There you go. Well, you know what? We'll definitely get you out there, man. We'll definitely get you out there and have some fun.
All right, no problem.
All right, hang on, Tony.
Okay.
We're going to take one more caller, because I know Bob got to get going. I hear your dog barking in the background.
Yeah, she must want to go outside. I don't know what she never barks.
Look, she knows you're on the phone with me, and she wants to say hello.
I think that's what it is.
She's saying happy birthday in dog.
She totally is.
Okay.
Do you know how we end up getting her? Did I ever tell you how we got this, our puppy?
No, tell me.
Rebecca, you know, when Rebecca left all my children, she went and she booked a couple movies, and she booked two different pilots. And one of the pilots that she booked was really funny, called The Beast, and it was for Fox. And I thought it was really funny. I was so surprised that it didn't get picked up, but they went with the Kelsey Grammer and the Back to You show. But anyways, the whole show was basically about a veterinarian's office.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca was a veterinarian in training, which, you know, her dream, by the way, is to be a veterinarian. So this role was really great for her. And she came walking in with a little puppy in her hand, and it was Phoebe. It was our dog. And they had a whole litter of little yellow labs that this woman had basically gotten, I don't know how they do it, but they trained them to be, you know, on camera and to listen to certain commands and everything else. And then they were going to use Marley and Me, the movie Marley and Me. But the director quit for Marley and Me. He quit the movie before they made it. So they had this litter that was going to be too big by the time the movie started filming. And so they said, you know, well, we have these puppies, so, you know, if you know anyone who wants a puppy. And, I mean, I am honestly surprised we only got one. Originally, I thought we were going to have, like, 6, because Rebecca loves dogs so much.
My God.
Yeah, so we have a thespian dog.
That's a cute story. Aw.
Yeah. And it's so true. She was walking in with this little puppy in her hand. It was so adorable.
Aw. Well, when are we going to have children to go along with that dog?
Well, you know, you never know.
You know?
I definitely, you know, that's definitely something that we talk about. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, with our both of our work schedule now is impossible. But
right.
It'll happen
when it's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to this caller. You know this girl. This is Georgette.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good. My question is, how are you going to have the contest to get a free trip to on the Rock to Soap cruise? Are
you having a contest? Yep, Soaps and Depth has a contest running right now. It's in ABC Soaps and Depth. And
I didn't open it yet.
Yep, it's in there, and I know it's going to be in the CBS Soaps and Depth too. I'm not exactly sure how they work on all that stuff. I'm not sure how that works, but we're going to have a Soaps and Depth contest, and then we're also going to have, hopefully we're going to have something with JetBlue that will be, we're hoping to have that ironed out by Monday. That will be another contest that we'll be running as well. So, yeah, there are all sorts of contests going on. And but also, if you want to submit to the contest, but you also want to make sure you get in the exclusives, don't be afraid to put down like a first payment, like whatever it is. I don't even know what the dollar amount is to hold your spot on the cruise. And then if you win the contest, they'll give you your money back.
Oh.
So, yeah. So don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid to go ahead and get your name in there, because if you end up being lucky enough to actually win the contest, they'll give you your money back, you know, and basically say, okay, you won the contest, so clearly you don't need another seat, you know, you don't need another cabin or whatever, so you're all good to go. And but that way you're kind of playing the system a little bit, and you're getting your spot reserved and making sure you don't miss out on any of the cool stuff, and then at the same time you're, you know, hopefully winning the contest. So
very nice.
Right.
Good. Very nice.
I wish I could come, but I can't.
You sure can. Come on.
No,
you can have everyone
Super Soap for me is so cheap.
Well, because it's in your backyard, right?
Yeah, I live in Florida. So
yeah.
For me fly and all that stuff and pay for the cruise and fly to California, isn't it? That's so expensive. I mean, I go to GH Weekend every year in California every summer, and that, like, takes so much money out of me. I'm not even going to that this year because, I mean, flying there is $400. It's ridiculous.
Not if we work out our deal with JetBlue. Keep on
watching. Then it'll change.
If we work out our deal with JetBlue, we'll be good to go. So make sure you keep your eye on that. But, you know, maybe everyone can put Georgette in the referral column, too. Stardust Radio and Georgette. You never know what can happen.
Tell them. Go for it.
You should. Market to all your friends who you know want to go, and you guys work together, and you all end up saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Could be great.
Oh. Georgette, tell Bob the question you had for him.
Oh, I wanted to know if you could be any soap character and work against any other soap star, who would it be and why? And you can't pick Rebecca. Sorry.
Well, I can't pick Rebecca. That I would get to work. Like, I wouldn't be able to. So I couldn't be Aiden and make out with Rebecca every day.
No. Negative.
Oh, what a bummer. That was my easy, safe go-to answer. You took it away. Let's see. Well, you know, it's hard for me because, I mean, I'm for such good friends with everybody, like all the girls that I know, and I'd feel almost, like, dirty if I said them. So I'd have to, you know.
Big brother.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, I love teasing Kelly Monaco because, you know, we're, like, really good friends. The last thing I'd want to be is, like, you know, if I had to, you know, if she all of a sudden she thought I was, like, creepy or something because I was like, oh, Kelly Monaco, you know? But
let's see here.
Well, you know, I would have to be on All My Children. I mean, that would be, you know, because I'm such good friends with everybody on that show, and it's like I've known them all so well for so long. And
I don't know. You know, maybe I would have to, let's see, I'll have to work on that.
That's a really good question. You got me stumped. Let me think on that for a little while.
I will.
I hang up, I will answer this question. I'm telling you, I promise.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. So let's quickly go down the rundown, Bob, of who we're going to have on Stardust Radio to promote Rock the Soap. And this is so everyone that's out there, I know I have a lot of ABC listeners, but you know what?
Yes.
Let's cross over and open our minds to the other networks because there's some fabulous people on Young and the Restless and the other shows as well. So Monday we're going to have Elizabeth Hendrickson and Thad Luckinbill.
Oh, cool. See, now Lizzie used to be, of course, part of the BAM. She's a BAM.
That's right. She's a BAM girl. BAM, BAM,
BAM.
BAM.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
And then Tuesday we're going to have Kelly Monaco and Jason Thompson.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
That's an all-star lineup right there.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with Rock the Soap, but Wednesday, Constance Towers from General Hospital is coming on. So that's a big deal right there. Helena Cassadine is making her way to Stardust. And Thursday, Ron Moss from Bold and the Beautiful with his
wife, Devin DeVasquez, who was incidentally a Playboy model herself, will be on the 11th. Then on Tuesday, we're going to have Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer. They will be on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So I'm doing two shows on the 12th. One at 8 o'clock with Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer. And then after that, at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, will be Jake Silberman and Greg McCart.
Also, Young and the Restless and As the World Turns.
Yes.
Interesting. And Jake's involved. I mean, for the people who maybe aren't familiar with Jake, Jake and Van Hansis are part of the Nuke Boys, basically, on As the World Turns, which is the first openly gay male couple on a daytime show. And
groundbreaking.
It's been an unbelievable thing for them this year. I mean, they have just I know for a fact a lot of As the World Turns fans are coming on the cruise just because they just love these guys. So I mean, it's going to be really interesting. You know, I think it's going to be cool too because one of the things that I know we talked about this, you and I even talked about this, Joanne, but I think a lot of people don't really realize that the other networks have never done anything. They've never done a Super Soap type weekend type thing. Cause of course, they don't really have that affiliation with, you know, Disney. But and they don't do anything like the Soap Nation tour. So I mean, I think this is a big deal to a lot of the stars. Like Elizabeth Henderson was so excited to come on the cruise because, like she said, she's like, I love my character that I'm playing on Young and the Restless. She's like, but you know, I miss the little things I got to do back in the day. You know, so
right.
I think it's pretty cool that she's going to get a chance to. To come back on the boat and see all of her old fans, or the old BAM fans as well.
And that's the thing, too, with Elizabeth. I mean, even though she's long gone from All My Children and she's made a new fan base on her new soap, she still has that big fan base from All My Children. They'll never get rid of that for her. You know what I mean? It's like they'll follow her and Eden anywhere.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm so excited, too, for Eden. We're going to do a little cooking to get lucky demonstration on board the boat. We're going to do a live show and tape it, and then we're going to – because, you know, our show got 300-some-thousand hits the first week it went off because of our affiliation with the Apple stuff. And so now we're so excited that we're going to actually have a chance to actually do a live show and make it interactive and put our fans of the show and fans of Eden up on our site and get it out there for a bunch of people to see. So it's going to be really cool.
Yeah. So it's – big things popping over there, Bob. You know how to make it happen.
We're making some magic happen, Joanne. You know what I'm saying?
You got it, and you got it. And you know I'm always here to take care of you and whatever you guys need to do. All you got to do is call. I'm there for
you. Thank you so much. You guys are just so great.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And thank you for having me on.
Oh, God, anytime. You got an answer for Georgette yet?
You know, okay, I'll tell you what. I think I would say Cassie DePaiva on One Life to Live would be my lady because she's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be a mix of McBain and Antonio Vega. So I would bring a little actually, you know, I don't know. I can't describe what my character would be, but I think Cassie and I would be great on together because we just have so much fun together. And she's always telling me, she's always like, you need to come on, you need to come on and be my love interest on One Life. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's good. Cool. All right. Well, you know what? Everybody, go to www.rockthesoap.com for more details on what we've been discussing. Look at the guest lineup. Go to stardishradio.com and look at my calendar because just about everybody on that cruise is going to be on the show. So you want to hear it. Let's, you know, make it happen, people. Make it happen. We need to help our actors. Boycotting Soap Nation is not the answer to getting your Super Soap Weekend back, people. You need to support our actors.
That is the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
need to support the actors.
And it was, you know, I have to believe, too. I mean, and I know I know that I have talked about this a lot, but I think the economy definitely had a lot to do with, you know, how much they could make things happen for Super Soap. And I'm sure that when the economy swings around and gets better, that I'm hopeful they'll bring it back. You know, I really do. Mm-hmm. But I do know in the meantime that the biggest and best thing that we can do to get it back, signing a petition and all that kind of stuff isn't gonna do it, unfortunately. It's definitely going to make the voice be heard. And I think that they know that people really love the event and want to have it back. And I think that ultimately they're going to – when they see that – that there is still that support and that love for the actors out there, that's going to really force them more than anything to, you know, reconsider. And I think that's the best advice I can give. And it's not, it truly isn't just because of my personal interest in the cruise and everything. I mean, I'm just a host. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm hosting it regardless if there's 20 people there or 2,000 people there. But, you know, for me, I think the best part of my job has always been the fact that I'm married to a soap star, but the fact that I'm a fan too. You know, I'm a fan of all these people and the work that they do, and I happen to think that they're the hardest working actors in the industry, and that, without a doubt. And, you know, I have friends who are on sitcoms and stuff like that, and they work 3 days a week, 4 days a week, and 9 months a year, you know. And these guys are in there doing 6-7 shows a week, you know, 52 weeks a year. They work really hard. Mm-hmm. And so for them, when they have spare time, to be willing to go and do something and give up that time and spend it with their fans, I think shows how much they appreciate the fans too. You know, they know that without the fans, they're nothing. And I'm the same way. I'm like a super fan. So without the support of the fans, I don't have a job. So I think ultimately, you know, well, that's not true. I've got kind of a couple other jobs. But
oh, yeah, you do.
I have way too many jobs right now, actually. But I mean, for me, it's like I love doing this, and I love hosting the events with the daytime stars, and I love being a part of it with them. And I think for the fans that know that the stars really do appreciate the fans so much, and I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I've definitely heard it. And, you know, when we walk away and, you know, the weekend's over, everyone's like, oh, my God, I just, you know, it was such a great weekend. And the fans do. They make you feel like a rock star down there. It's really an incredible experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have it all happen all over again right on board the boat.
Right. But real quick, let me touch on what's going on with Date My House.
Date My House? Well, the administration at TLC, basically the president of TLC was fired, and they brought in a new president. So we're waiting to see. We've got a whole bunch of episodes in the can, and we're waiting to see when they decide to put it back on the schedule. So I'm thinking it will – we were told it was going to be around the holidays or in the new year, so it looks like it's probably going to be in the new year. Which, you know, that's cool. I mean, for me, it's like I just can't – I want to see them because I know they're good, and I'm excited about it. So hopefully we'll get to see them sometime soon. But until they've decided their new programming, it's basically John and Kate plus 8, you know, 24/7 pretty much. And Little People, Big World.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean,
it was like you could watch her from giving birth until these kids are in college. I mean,
I know,
what's going on with the programming?
It's a good show, too. It is a good show.
It
but
is.
It's like, I mean, it's all they're playing
right
now.
You know what,
know.
Though? It turns you off from having kids. I have kids, and I don't want to have any more kids.
Not after seeing that, right?
No, not after seeing it so many times.
Oh, it is so funny.
That's enough. I mean, God, get something going over there for real. And you're going to do some stuff at Prohibition with the band.
Yeah, in January, yeah. And then my band from TV, we're actually playing the Tonight Show in January. Which I'm really excited about. Yeah, with Jay Leno.
I watch that every night religiously. I love Jay Leno. I think he is. I'm so sad that he's leaving and Conan O'Brien is taking over. I mean, I watch Conan O'Brien too, but I honestly don't think he can do what Jay does. And I'm really sad to see that he's leaving. So yeah, I'm happy. I can't wait to see you on that show.
Jay's gonna end up somewhere else. You watch. I'm sure of it. I wouldn't be surprised.
He'll go on another network.
Yeah, he'll probably end up on ABC or Fox. I bet. You know.
Either that or they'll throw him to NBC because NBC is dying over there, period. So they need to pick up their ratings. Every show that they have on there is getting canceled. Poor Justin Bruning, his Knight Rider just got canceled.
It did get canceled? Man. That bums me out. I love him.
Yep, I was just reading about that today. Yeah. So
They canceled Lipstick Jungle. They canceled that. They canceled a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, and there again, I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, they've really got to, I don't know why, I want to do a variety show. Like, not like the Rosie one. I want to do it like the old school Dean Martin
too.
And Friends. Yeah.
Wait a minute, that got canceled. Yeah. That didn't even make it after one episode, I don't think.
And I really like Rosie. You know, I got to know her personally, and she was always really nice to me. And so I watched it, and my friend was the executive producer of it and everything. And, you know, I felt bad that got canceled, but, I mean, I would love to have a variety show where it'd be like, you know, old school Dean Martin and Friends, like old school Johnny Carson, and a little bit of Saturday Night Live thrown in for good measure. You know, I think it'd be so much fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From your lips to God's ears, Bob. And you know what?
And then we'll
you
do
have
exclusive Stardish.
There you go. Hey, this is the place that you need to be.
That's right, baby.
That's right. So before I let you go, because I never got you to do it for me or in your other shows, I need you to do a promo for the show.
Of course.
I need you to do, hey, this is Bob Guinea on Stardish Radio. So I want you to say whatever comes to your mind whenever you're ready, because I'm already recording.
Oh, cool. Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Let's dish, baby.
Love it. just so you know, Barb is in the chat room, and she's sending you her love.
Hello. Hi, Barb. Love, love, love. Barb is a
I'm telling you, she is. Well, all right, Bob. So I'm looking forward to making things happen with you, and I really I'm happy you came back on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. I look forward to it, darling. I look forward to working with you.
I look forward to it, too. And make sure, everyone, when you go sign up for the cruise, let's do a little referral for Stardish and make sure we can get Joanne on that boat.
Wonderful.
Come on now.
And if I don't talk to you, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you very much. We will. We will
All
have
right.
a great time. And
All
you
right,
too.
Guys.
Have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy your birthday.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, that was Bob Guinea and Michael Knight. So thankful they were able to come back on the show, and always happy to help Bob. And Michael's always a welcome guest, and so is everybody else. So we have big things popping over the next week on Stardish, so make sure you guys tune in and spread the word. Spread the word, definitely. I mean, we got some good things happening. And December 22nd, we're going to have a special Christmas show. I've been talking to a lot of our faves that have been on the show already, and we're going to do a few little pre-taped segments that I've done with Eden Regal, Tika Sumter, Mark Lawson, Kent King and the Nine Noji, Jason Tam, and many more to come. So December 22nd is going to be a special Christmas show for Stardish Radio, so
ooh,
I hope everybody comes. So if you guys want to know how your favorites spend the holidays, you have to come December 22nd, and you will find out. I've got stories and traditions and everything else from some of your favorites. And also, on December 29th, Monday, we're going to do a best and worst of 2008. So I want you guys to always, I want you, as always, tune in, but I want you to start thinking back to 2008. What was the best storyline? What was the best couple? What was the worst death? What was the worst comeback? Who's the worst couple? I mean, I want to hear all that stuff because I'm going to have my own list that we're going to count down, and I want you guys to chime in. So make sure you come back for that. So you know what? There's 2 minutes left. I have exactly almost 30 minutes left to my birthday, so I'm going to go have some chicken soup and salvage some of the night. I want to thank you guys for all the birthday wishes on MySpace and on the air and in the chat room. It was really sweet. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Georgette. And let's sign off. And I'm just going to play some Christmas music just to keep us in the mood. So hang out and let's see. We can play some, how about some Frank Sinatra, Jingle Bells. Good night, everybody. Talk to you on Monday. Don't forget, Elizabeth Hendrickson and Thad Luckinville.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Good night.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-double-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go laughing all the way.
Bells on Bobtail Ring.
making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing the sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells.